souls are crying.
Greetings, friends and radio listeners, and welcome to the Archie Hardy program as we come your way today proclaiming, yes, souls are crying and men are dying. Won't you help us to win the lost? This is Sister Sharon Knotts thanking you for tuning into the program today. Today's message by my father, Brother Hardy, is certain to uplift you, especially if you're in a tight place. In fact, that's the title of today's message, The Tight Spots of a Christian. So if you're in need of encouragement, you have tuned to the right station. And I'll be back at the end of the program to tell you how you can get a copy of this message by Brother Hardy, The Tight Spots of a Christian.
You know, the big difference between a child of God and a sinner, one big difference I found between the child of God and someone that doesn't know Jesus. Let me put it that way. You know, the Bible said that the rain falls on the good or the just and the unjust. Everybody say amen. In trials and tests, hard places, pressings way, come to the just and unjust. Let me know that. You know, a lot of people, they have a misconception. They have the wrong idea. They believe that when they get saved, that they're never going to have a test anymore. There's never going to be a hard spot. There's not going to be burdens. There's not going to be battles. And consequently, they're not prepared. A lot of people think that they're going to fly to heaven on a magic carpet. I tell you what, I've been serving the Lord about 20 years, and I read that Bible all from cover to cover and lots in between. I ain't never found no magic carpet yet. I said, I haven't found that magic carpet. Everybody's got that magic carpet. You got it? Quit hiding that thing. Move over and let me sit down on it. Everybody say amen. Don't misunderstand me. The Lord's going to work it all out. But you see, a lot of people think that when I get saved, I'm never going to be confronted with a bad situation anymore. There's not going to be any hard places anymore. There's not going to be any tight spots anymore. How many thought there'd never be a tight spot? Well, that's contrary to the Bible. You know what the Bible said? Many. M-A-N-Y. That means a whole lot. Does the word many mean a whole lot? How many believe that? Many are the afflictions. Now remember, I said the word affliction wasn't sickness and disease. A lot of people think when they think of the word affliction, they think, well, a disease, a sickness. But that wasn't the Hebrew and the Greek meaning of the word affliction. Anything that was a hard spot was called an affliction. The Bible said many are the afflictions of the righteous. How many say amen? The Greek word translated affliction means a tight spot. It means, really, a narrow, confining place. You're in a tight spot. You just about can make it. It's rough and it's hard. It's a tight spot. You're just squeezing through. Let me bring it up to the 20th century. Somebody said, how'd you get out of that fix? I made it by the skin of my teeth. Well, that's what the word affliction means, by the skin of your teeth. I just made it by the skin of my teeth. Well, the Bible says you're going to get in many places as a Christian that you're just going to make it by the skin of your teeth. I don't care, just so I make it. That's all that I'm interested in. I just got by the skin of my teeth. Many. You're going to find yourself, if you follow the Lord, he tarries. Of course, maybe some of you will never learn this scripture, because the Lord ain't going to be long coming. Come on, Jesus. Right now, sorry, me. Don't worry. You'll meet your boy and wife in the air. They'll come. When I used to be out on the field, and hundreds or maybe thousands of miles away from Baltimore, and I'd say, I wouldn't care if Jesus come right now. I said, what about your wife and your family? I said, if they're living right, I'm going to meet them in the air. What do you, don't worry about it. I'll meet them up there and we'll all go to heaven. But if you follow on to know the Lord, you're going to get in a lot of predicaments that if you get out of it, it's going to be by the skin of your teeth. Many are the tight spots of the righteous. You see, it rains on the good and the bad, and tight spots come to the good and the bad. And the only difference, see what I'm telling you, between the just and the unjust is that when the tight spot comes, they don't have Jesus. That's what it is. I got Jesus. How many say amen? That's the difference between a sinner and a saint. We are going to go through tight spots, but I got somebody to help me. That's the big difference between being saved and unsaved. We all trying to make a way in life. How many say amen? Calamities come to our loved ones. Famines might come. Maybe a war will come in our loved ones there. Sinner and saint. But if you're a saint, honey, God's going to make a way where there seems to be no way. He's going to get you out. Come on, Jesus. Come on, Lord. The only difference between a saint and a sinner, when they get in a tight spot, they can't throw their head back and holler, come on, Jesus. I mean, when I was in the world and didn't know Jesus, I got in tight spots. I called on Mama. I got in spots Mama couldn't help. Wasn't no use calling on Daddy. I knew he wasn't going to help. And wasn't no use going to call my father when I got in that tight spot with Mr. John Law. My father said, you made your bed, now lay in it. I was in a tight spot. I didn't want to hear that stuff. That bed was hard. How many say amen? Now I began to call on people. I sit there, I thought about everybody. Who in the world could I don't care who I, if I knew the devil, if I don't really believe there was a devil and I knew him, I'd have called on him. I was in such a bad spot. I used to call Mom, and Mom would drop everything and try to get me out of that tight spot. But honey, I got in spots Mom couldn't get me out of. You know, in the beginning, Mom used to be able to get me out of little spots. How many say amen? But as I got older, my spots got harder and tougher. And Mom couldn't do it. I was in trouble. I was in a tight spot. I was looking for somebody to help me. Wasn't nobody to help me. That's what the Bible and the psalmist said. That they that hated David so and gnashed on him. Said they got in trouble. They looked for help. Said they even called to the Lord. And the Lord wouldn't even help them. That's the difference between the sinner and the saint. Because if the sinner gets in a tight spot and says, hey God, get me out. God said, no, you got to get saved first. I don't have to worry when I get in a tight spot. God, you got to get me out. You've got to get me out. Say, how? How do you know? Well, the Bible told me to pay my vow to the Most High God. I know he's got to get me out. I don't pay my vows. Have you ever heard that scripture? It said, pay thy vow to the Most High God and do what? He said, then in a time of trouble, call on me and I will deliver you. I will. Say, keep your vows to God. And when you get in a tight spot, Just call on him. Hey, Jesus, I know you're here. I seen you do a miracle. You're going to do some more for me. How many say amen? I'm glad I got Jesus. I'm glad I'm saved. I said, I'm glad I'm a child of God. My God, I wouldn't want to be in a fix I'm in and be a sinner. My Lord, help me, Jesus. My Lord, I said, I wouldn't want to be living in this society. I wouldn't want to be living in Baltimore City of all the troubles there is and be a sinner. No, sir, honey. I believe I'd barricade myself in a room and I wouldn't go out. I'd be scared to death. How many say amen? I'm glad I'm saved. You know what? You know something? I'd rather be the most tried and tested, tight spot Christian that ever lived than the freest sinner right here in Baltimore. I'd rather be in all the tight spots that you can get in and be a Christian than be free and be a sinner. Because I know that if I'm in a tight spot, God's got to get me out. I don't have to do nothing. He's got to get me out. He's got to. Somebody said, why has he got to get you out? Because number one, I'm righteous. I'm his child. And number two, his word said he'd get me out. And God's got to do it because he said it. I'm going to go up to God and say, God, I'm your child. The blood's on me. Put the blood on me right now. How many say amen? I'm your child. Your blood's on me. You got to move for me. You got to get me out of this tight spot. You got to move. I said, bless God tonight, God. You've got to move.
Amen. What an inspiring word of encouragement by God's servant, Brother Hardy, the tight spots of a Christian. The scripture says that many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers them out of them all. Now, the word afflictions doesn't refer to a sickness, but rather to a narrow, confining place, as though you're being squeezed, or as Paul described it, pressed in the spirit and even pressed out of measure. In other words, a tight spot. Many are the tight spots of the Christian, but our God has promised to deliver us out of every one. 1 Corinthians 10:4 states, there is no temptation taking you but such as common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that which ye are able, but with the temptation will also make a way to escape, that ye may be able to endure it. Child of God, your tight spot will not destroy you, because God is faithful to bring you out. And James reminded us that we have the example of the Old Testament saints who also suffered afflictions and did it with patience. And Peter stated that the same afflictions, the same tight spots, are accomplished in our brethren around the world. We believe this message is one you may need to hear again and even might want to share with someone you know who is in a tight spot. It is available in both CD and audio tape for a love gift to the radio ministry of $10 or more. Ask for offer numbered 127T for audio tape or 127CD for the CD. Now, even if you do not want to place an order, we'd love to hear from you. And in fact, we need your financial support to keep this program on the air. Please send your orders and love gifts to Brother Hardy, P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland, 21203. Ask for offer number 127T or 127CD for this message, Tight Spots of a Christian, and enclose your love gift of at least $10. Or you may visit us online at archiehardy.org.